Here on The Mark White Show, we're finding ways to make a difference, and we're looking for opportunities to make an impact on our communities. Whether in Alabama, across the country, or around the world, we can all make a difference. And it starts by taking that first step.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. Don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We have focused on childhood cancer in the month of September. You know that The Mark White Show focuses on this issue year-round. A friend of mine on Facebook, Jessica Burgess, posted a fundraiser for Aubrey. I reached out to Victoria, her mother, Victoria Cochran, and asked her if she wanted to come on The Mark White Show because I wanted to find a way to support this effort and to let you know as a listener there is an opportunity to help this family. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Victoria Cochran.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how old is Aubrey, Victoria?
She is 11. She will be 12 in November.
So what's going on right now with Aubrey? What's her situation?
Well, she is currently in remission. She was diagnosed with T-cell lymphoma in July of 2020. So she's been in treatment ever since then. And this is during COVID, so everyone was kind of social distancing. Work was crazy. I would come home and notice Aubrey had a rough sounding cough. And I was like, I hope it's not COVID. So she was staying at home. They were homeschooled at that time. So we hadn't been anywhere. But I kind of watched it and it got worse. And it got to where seemed like she was having a little bit more trouble as she got too excited. I got really worried and we took her to the emergency room. And during that time, we waited and waited to be seen because, you know, all the COVID patients going on, it was very strict. And they finally took an x-ray And the doctor pulled me aside and said, "We think it might be lymphoma." And I really didn't know what to say. I was kind of shocked. I was kind of like, no, it's just probably just a really bad flu or cough or something's going on. Well, with more tests and a CT scan, they did confirm that it was lymphoma, not what kind or anything. And they, during the CT scan, they saw that it was a big mass, roughly around the size of, let's say, a baseball, pushing up against her heart, her lungs, her esophagus, and it created a lot of fluid around her heart. So we weren't able to go home, and we were shipped off to Shands Hospital in Gainesville, the children's hospital there, the very next day by the ambulance. That was very traumatic. Everything happened really fast. We spent a month and a half in Shands. They did a lot of testing and biopsies, and within the first week, and they came back and told us it was T-cell lymphoma, which is, you know, childhood cancer is a lot different than adult cancers. Hers is basically, it formed, one of her cells went crazy and just mutated. It wasn't doing what it was supposed to. So it made that mass. It also, she had the mass in her chest, and she had one in her lymph nodes in her throat. With all those biopsies and everything, they determined it was T-cell lymphoma. And they, you know, started off with, you know, chemo and steroids right away. And if you read anything that I've posted, since that mass was in her heart, or was around her heart, they couldn't put in a chemo port, which is a device that kind of goes into one of your main arteries in your chest, and that's how they receive their chemo medicine, transfusions if needed. And since they couldn't place it then, they placed one in her leg, in her femoral line, in her leg. The whole time, you know, we're gone by one, scared, because we really don't understand everything that's happening. But with that femoral line, she did receive, you know, the same medicines and everything that she was needing. After a while, one day in the hospital, she was just acting different and just really grumpy. And I looked at her leg, and it was very swollen. And then, you know, I called the doctor in to look at it. And we had noticed that she had developed a DVT blood clot, which can be very dangerous. And sometimes, because, you know, the blood clot could somehow work its way up into their lungs and create a pulmonary embolism. So we had to treat that. She received 2 Lovenox shots every day until November, to be honest. So that was pretty rough, along with, you know, everything else that was happening. But the blood clot did go away eventually. But, you know, that was just something that we didn't want to happen, that eventually we had no control of. She was on steroids, dexamethasone, for the whole time we were in Gainesville, which is called your induction phase. Those steroids just made her act different. And when we finally got to come home after they had done another CT scan and noticed that her mass had went down, and then they took out the femoral line in her leg, they did a surgery to place the port in her chest that she needed. And those ports, I know it sounds scary, but they really do make a big difference in getting medicine. It's just much easier. And if she has to get blood draws, it's much easier to just stick her once instead of getting poked over and over again.
Yes.
Whenever we finally were, you know, she finally got that, and they made sure she was stable enough we were released home, and we live in Northwest Florida. So that was about, 4 hours away, we'll say. So we were glad to finally be home. But when she finally got home and all the steroids were in her system, she was acting really different. She was saying things that she really usually wouldn't say, not like her. She's usually she's a sweet girl. She's hyper at times. She's shy at times. She loves animals. She loves stuffed animals, like everything. She's just your typical little girl. But she was just saying, just would say cuss words, just blurt them out. And it was just really odd. And I was like, something is really going on here. She would just scream. She was having trouble sleeping in the hospital, but after a while at the house, she was still having trouble sleeping. A lot of these things were just not like her. She began to hallucinate. She was seeing things in the bathroom. When we finally, a few weeks later, when we finally met our doctors here in Pensacola, we, discussed everything that was going on with her, including that being one of my main concerns. Like, I called the doctor and told them that this is my main concern. She's not acting like herself. Before we got to meet our new team of oncologists here, they got us in touch with, some great people that work at Lakeview and Baptist, psychiatrists there, and they put her on some medicine to try to help her out, and it really did. It made a difference. We'll say a month later, all the steroids were finally out of her system, and she was back to her, baseline, as in emotionals and everything, personality again. So that was a really rough time for us. It was probably one of the most hardest times, just to see your kid not act like themselves. That was pretty rough. But when we started going here in Pensacola, I don't want to say everything was better, because there's always hiccups, but maybe it was being closer to home, being in her own bed. She was back to herself again. She got to know everybody here. Still going to treatment. You would have a few weeks of treatment, and then maybe a week off. And then it was all just a very busy time for us. The Hurricane Sally hit, which was not fun. We had to replace our roof. She still went to treatment, but since, if you heard of the Pensacola Bridge, was knocked down by some barges, we had to go up and around through I-10 instead. So that was a little bit of longer distance for us. But she has improved so much. Like I said, she has hit remission since November, but she still has to continue treatment. Like I said, she was going to treatments weekly. We'd have a week off, a week on, a few days of the week. It just kind of varies. It is tolerating everything really well. When we finally got on maintenance, which is there's induction, consolidation, the different phases of treatment, consolidation, intermittent maintenance. Then you finally hit maintenance in the end. And there's delayed intensification, and then there's maintenance. I'm sorry. So many different levels of treatment. But then when you hit maintenance, you only go for labs once a month, and then you go for chemo once a month. And so we finally hit that point, and everything is just kind of trying to get back to normal, find some normalcy in our lives. She's lost a lot of weight, a lot of muscle. So she goes to physical therapy once a week and Gulf Breeze to try to regain her strength back, because, there was points when we got home that she couldn't walk very well. She was very weak. She couldn't even get up sometimes.
Victoria, you said she was 10 when this started. She's 11 years old now. Is that correct?
Yes, she is 11 now.
I'm guessing that she's received a lot of cards and letters throughout this process, people showing kindness toward her.
A few. We're not that public. I mean, we're public, you know, through social media and our close friends and family. But we haven't really went as far as where we're going right now. We did have a great, this one nurse, she retired, but she sent us some love through this Facebook group called Mr. Lumpy and Friends. And it's just like a nature, this lady that lives in the United Kingdom, she has a great backyard. It's like a forest and all these little animals. And she feeds the badgers there. It's just animals like badgers, foxes, and a few different ones that she posts videos of her feeding. And so they sent her for Christmas a lot of stuffed animals and everything. There's foundations, organizations like Rally, which has helped out a lot. Rally organization is they fund for research for cancer, childhood cancer, and they help out families. They donated a bunch of things, brought us over a bunch of things for Christmas for the kids. Since I haven't been working this whole time, they've threw picnics for all the kids that have cancer to try to get together, because, you know, if a kid's having cancer, they can't be around a lot of different people if their labs come back or their levels are low, because they're really, we try to protect them from any colds or anything like that, because if she gets a regular cold, it's not the same way as me or another kid that gets a regular, that gets a cold. She has to be, if she runs a fever, we have to go to the emergency room. And that's happened a few times. It's happened a little more than a few times, but they've helped out a lot. But having the other kids, so just she doesn't feel like she's alone, you know.
Victoria, if it's okay, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to share how people can make a difference in the lives of your family, in the life of Aubrey, if you'll stick with me, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Victoria Cochran. She's a mother to Aubrey. They are in Pensacola, Florida, and they need your help right now. I want to share when we come back how you can help this family and help Aubrey. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I have been talking to Victoria Cochran. She is a mother to 11-year-old Aubrey, and we are trying to help this family right now. I found out about the Cochrans through Jessica Burgess on Facebook, and I'm more than happy to share this vehicle called the Mark White Show to bring awareness to their situation. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Victoria.
Thank you.
So we've talked about the fact that Aubrey was diagnosed with T-cell lymphoma. We talked about all the various things that she has gone through. You talked about her personality, how that had changed, and it looks like she's back on track. So that's a good thing when we see somebody acting different and it throws us off and we're just trying to figure out, we're scratching our head wondering what we can do to make it better. And I know that that's something that you've tried to work through with Aubrey as an 11-year-old.
Yes.
So here we are. You posted in the GoFundMe that is now underway. The quote was, you've raised the white flag, but at the same time, when we need help, we ask for help. And I hope that you look at this show as an opportunity to be able to share what the need is and to get people's attention, because I understand what it's like to look at the bank account and see that the money has dwindled down and wonder how bills are going to be taken care of, how you're going to be able to continue to exist in this way financially.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we had savings and I have nothing really left. I've worked when I could. In the past few months, since, you know, treatments kind of went down, I couldn't maintain something because it was just, I didn't want to promise myself to someplace and then have that turned away. What I was working before as a general manager of a restaurant, I was working, you know, like 50 hours a week. You know, I was doing fine. We were living comfortably as we could. Now I don't know. Like I said, our roof had to be replaced during Sally, so we had to handle that. With COVID and everything, it makes me nervous to just go work anywhere because I can't bring it in the house, even though it's already happened once, and that was not a fun time. Luckily, Aubrey was safe, and we kept her quarantined in her room, basically, unfortunately. But I mean, I'm trying to get back to work and since, you know, now I have the opportunity with her going back to school now and, with treatments being less and less. And it's just like right now at this time where I'm able to be doing something, everything is just kind of depleted. And it's really, really scary because, you know, that was part of, you know, some college for the kids. And I really put my pride aside because I know a lot of people start GoFundMes, you know, as soon as things happen. And I really put it off to the last minute to do so. But I just didn't want to be that person to always ask for help. But I feel like I have came to the point where I have to.
I want to make sure that people know how to get to the GoFundMe, and they can go to GoFundMe.com and then search Help Aubrey Beat Cancer. Aubrey is spelled A-U-B-R-E-Y. Go to that page. You can support this effort. And I hope that people listening right now have listened to Aubrey's story, listened to your story, what's going on right now, and decide to help and even share. Because if someone can't contribute right now, they can still share. And that's a great vehicle to help get the word out, is simply hitting that share button, sharing the GoFundMe page for you and your family.
I know that everyone can't help, and I understand that totally. I really do. I'm just hoping that maybe it might reach the right people that are more able to help. Can maybe, I don't want anyone to relate to what we have to go through at all, but, you know, just realize also that childhood cancer is way more than what I ever thought it would be, and how it can really affect someone's lives. Not just there.
Well, Victoria, the Mark White Show's in your corner. I know that there are other people who love and care for you and your family, care for Aubrey. And we do hope that everything continues to go in the upward direction for Aubrey. I know you said she's in remission. She's 11 years old. We'll be celebrating her 12th birthday in November. So we want to go ahead and give her an early happy birthday, as she has gone through a lot for a young person, and just know that we're here to help. And I'm glad that you could join me here on the Mark White Show today, Victoria.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
Again, go to GoFundMe.com and search Help Aubrey Beat Cancer. Again, Aubrey is spelled A-U-B-R-E-Y. We appreciate Victoria Cochran joining us here on the Mark White Show today. We are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. Remember that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. It's good to focus on childhood cancer this month, but how about let's focus on it every month? You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today. With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Oh, won't you?
you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.